What's hot at the green market? You're about to find out now. It's the Grow NYC Market Update.
All right. Thank you for tuning in to the Grow NYC Market Update. We are on the line with Gene Hodesh, Publicity Coordinator for Green Market, a program of Grow NYC. Gene, I know it's supposed to be in the 80s tomorrow in October, and things have been a little wonky all season. So what can we expect to see at the market this week?
Hey, Erin. Well, I was at Grand Army Plaza on Saturday last weekend, and someone came up to me with this very long face, and she said, "It's the first Saturday I haven't seen watermelon at the market. I guess they're over." And she looked so devastated. And then I turned around and I actually found there are just a few left at Evolutionary Organics stand. So if you go out and look for them, tomorrow's going to be sort of a last summer hurrah. It might be a great day to eat some watermelon or cantaloupe. And there are still a few left lingering at some farm stands. So I would recommend snatching them up if you find them.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then, I mean, you don't really think about eating watermelon in October too often. I'm more onto apples myself.
Yeah, I think about apples.
Point.
We're talking about apples a lot here. Cider Week is coming up. I know some great stuff happening at the market. But what kind of apple variety should we be looking for?
Sure. So I stopped in. We have a little market right outside our offices in downtown Manhattan, the City Hall Green Market. And I stopped in on Tuesday and talked with the Orchards of Conklin. And I said, "What should I be eating?" And they said, "You know, right now the macoons are at their peak. They're just perfect, sweet, crisp, really delicious." He sold me on it. I took this apple back up to my office and I was like, "Oh my God, this is the best apple I've had yet." So macoons are really great right now. Pippins are really good, as are empires. And they're all just really, you know, they'll be in the market for another couple of months, but right now they're really fresh off the tree and really you should eat them while you can. And then I asked, you know, what apples are coming in next that will really hit their peak, and he said, "Look for wine sap." So in the next couple of weeks, if you spy a wine sap, pick it up and give it a try. But one of the other things I was thinking about this week was I had a bunch of leftover carrots. And so I don't know, carrots have been in the market for, you know, a couple of months through the end of the summer, and now it's, you know, fall, and what I'm eating is changing a little bit because of the weather, and so I thought I'm going to make a huge pot of carrot soup. And I looked up this old Molly Katzen recipe from the Moosewood Cookbook, and something that, I mean, I might have just gone ahead and pureed carrots and made carrot soup, you know, sort of off the cuff on my own, but it was nice to look up this recipe because the seasoning she called for: fresh basil, thyme, and marjoram. And it was such a curious combination, especially the marjoram. It's like a really nice bright herb, and you know, it's here at this time of year. It won't be here for too much longer, and it really livened up, you know, a soup that in a couple more months, you know, would just kind of feel like a little bit of a heavier winter soup. So I would make a plug for looking for those herbs that are in the market right now that are lush, and things like basil that we won't have in the middle of the winter. You know, in a couple months we'll be relying more on rosemary and dried thyme to season our food.
I know. Speaking of things that we shouldn't miss, I mean, I guess it's almost time to say goodbye to grapes, huh?
It is, sadly, and I know we keep talking about them every week on the program, but I couldn't make enough plugs for them. I was when I was at Grand Army on Saturday this week, I ran into a bunch of friends I don't normally see at the market, and I happened to have already purchased some grapes for myself, and so I just started handing them out to every single person I ran into, and invariably they'd be like, "Oh my gosh, I have to go get some grapes for myself." So the grape line is really long, and people should join it. I got Canides and Jupiter grapes, which are both different varieties of small red grapes, both seedless, and they are, I think, they're my favorites. I think they're really delicious. So I think that they'll be in markets for about another week, maybe two. So eat as many grapes as you can before they're gone. And also the grape juice is delicious, and it freezes really well, so you might want to stock up on a couple quarts, put them in your freezer, and then you can kind of work through them in the months ahead.
Yeah, and I will say definitely grape growers need your support. It's been a tough season this year, so anything we can do to make sure that they're driving back with empty trucks, I think, is the way to go.
Absolutely.
You know, we don't talk too much about, or we haven't recently talked too much about seasonal, you know, meats or fishes, but I think their scallop season is coming up, right?
Yeah, so bay scallops specifically. So the season for bay scallops always opens in about the beginning of November. So you won't see these tiny little scallops in the market just yet, but keep your eyes peeled, and in the next couple of weeks they'll come in, and they're much tinier than the other scallops people might be familiar with in the market. They're also sweeter, and I mean, you can saute them and eat them that way, or you can put them in a light broth, or maybe steam them with some mussels, and they're really a very special, special little treat that I always look forward to in the fall.
Lovely. I mean, I definitely bay scallops are my preferred scallop, should I be lucky enough to choose. I mean, I think it's one of the exciting things about shopping at the market is old favorites, but then also kind of different versions than you're used to seeing. And you highlighted in the notes here potatoes, and I'm a huge potato fan. So give us the lowdown on what we should be asking for and where.
Yeah, well, I think potatoes are interesting, right? Because in the summer, like, new potatoes come in. And so, I don't know, they're sort of smaller with red skin usually, and you can kind of boil them and eat them alongside seafood. But then you get a little bit farther along into the season where we are now, and there are all kinds of, I mean, so many different varieties that our farmers have. But specifically, Joe O'Brien is my favorite potato guy. And he's at Union Square on Mondays. He's at Greenpoint on Saturdays. And he has probably no less than 15 different varieties on his table. Each variety has a really nice sign with, you know, description of what he's got. So he's got, you know, purple potatoes and red potatoes. Some are good for baking. Some are good for roasting. Some are good for making mashed potatoes. But I think the thing that people might forget about potatoes is just how flavorful they are. I think usually they kind of serve as a base starch on a plate. But if you get these special little potatoes from the market and really, you know, think about the flavors that are happening there, they're pretty spectacular. So I would recommend going out, getting some potatoes, and don't just cover them up with something else. Let them really have their own place on your table.
Oh, that sounds awesome. So potatoes, definitely don't miss the grapes this year. Melons, if you need them, this is your last chance. And then, of course, revving up for apple season. So what about event-wise? I mean, you guys always have so much stuff going on. What should we be looking forward to this week?
We have so much happening, especially in the next couple of weeks. October is always a really busy time at the market. So starting this weekend, we are participating for the first time this year. We're really excited about it. We're participating in Open House New York, which is happening, sort of tours are happening at different locations all over the city. They're kind of behind-the-scene tours of buildings you might not normally be able to get into, or apartments. People are opening up their doors. And at Union Square, we're offering sort of behind-the-scenes tours of the market. So those will be at 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 11, and 1. So if you're interested, you can stop by and get a private tour of the market. And then otherwise, over in Greenpoint, also this Saturday, we're having a borscht off. So there are some neighborhood restaurants that are coming to participate, and they will be making the famous Russian and Polish beet soup that I love. And then we have New Green City next week in Union Square, which is our parent organization, Grow NYC's sort of premier environmental education event. It happens each fall. So it's next Wednesday in the south end of Union Square. So if you find yourself in the area, stop by anytime between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. And then the very next night, we'll be up in Harlem. We're putting together a pop-up market. It's the city's first nighttime green market. So for one night only, you can come by, and there will be neighborhood restaurants selling food, and we have a really terrific lineup of farmers who will be selling produce. There's going to be a gospel choir. There will be a pumpkin patch. So it's at Frederick Douglass Boulevard and 117th Street from 4 to 9 p.m. So that should be a really great evening party. And then the next week, on October 15th, we're having our second in our fall series of Educated Eater panel discussions at the Astor Center. So this one is going to focus on rye and all of its many fabulous forms. So I'm going to talk to a couple of farmers about growing rye in this region, talk to a baker who's sourcing all of his rye flour locally now and makes this famous Finnish rice bread that's really delicious. And then we'll also talk to Ralph from Tuttletown Spirits about brewing with rye to make his incredible whiskey.
Always so much stuff going on. If you missed anything or want to follow up on those dates, you can visit grownyc.org. Also visit grownyc.org/ourmarkets to find out info on cooking demos, book signings, giveaways, and even more than what Jean shared with us today. Also, you can follow them on Twitter at Union Square Green Market or at NYC Green Markets. Check out their Facebook pages. No excuses, folks. This is like the main market time, so head out there and stay tuned. Next week, we will bring you another Grow NYC Green Market update.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.